The Hidden Ode for June 12th, 2013. Hey guys, long time no talk. So, it's been a couple weeks, months, hasn't been years yet. I haven't gone that long. But it has been a couple weeks or months since our last recording. I've been meaning to get to recording more often, but I don't know. For the last couple months, whenever I tried to sit down to record, it just didn't come. But here it is now. So, a lot of things have happened this year. Most of them unplanned. Most of them far from the written plan. But, hey, that's how it goes sometimes, you know? So, big points, just to get going, kind of catch you up on where we've been. Patty's surgery went fantastic. It's been 4 months now, almost. And in the last 2 to 4 weeks, I'd say it's really been a major signs of improvement. A lot of getting back to how she was, you know, more than 2 years ago now. And I'm really happy seeing the change. So, what other minor points? Because I don't want to, since we're doing a kind of get back into the action sort of post here, I don't want to kind of spill everything going on at once. You know, I don't have that much stuff going to me, and if I talk about everything that's been happening to me the last 6 months, I will run out of topics very quickly, so forgive me for that. So big things. Patty's surgery went good. Back to work. Kind of iffy about some of the things with the day job, but, you know, that type of stuff I never really post about, such a quick little complaint here or there. The Hidden Grid podcast is going fantastic. Like, I cannot express to you just how well things are going within just the Facebook feedback we're getting, the feedback on the, well, we're not getting that much feedback on the website, but we're getting some, the experience the players are having. Overall, I'm very, very happy with that. I will go into that in more detail shortly. As far as projects go, I've kind of, and this is kind of partly one of those things where I'm going to be expressing more in coming episodes 1 second. Novel project has been going to shit. The Reben's project, which I finally found a name for, Clavis, is currently on hold. I don't know why I'm having a hard time editing it. Mostly with the rewrite part that I was planning. Just, I don't know, it wasn't coming to me. And I think it's kind of more of a symptom of just my overall sensations in writing. I tried to start another novel about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. Wrote on it for 2 or 3 days, and then just kind of lost the muse. So, kind of my fault on that one. That said, I don't know, I'm trying to find things to kickstart my desire to write, and maybe that'll be the topic of this thing, because I don't really need to spend the next 10 minutes just telling you guys, oh, I'm back. So, you know I'm back. Here we go. So, I've been having a hard time writing in the last, I don't know, 5-6 months. I started work earlier this year trying to rehash the Clavis project. I just kind of, you know, get back into the scrub of things with editing and just working on the story, the characters, and the world. And I did a really good job, I felt, in terms of, you know, putting an outline up of what needed to change in the novel. But when I sat down this year, and I want to say March and April really is when I started working at it, I just fell behind on it. You know, I wasn't working on a daily basis. I barely touched it some weeks. And finally, by the end of May, I was just ready to just trunk it. Mostly because I hadn't gone anywhere, and it just seemed like a waste of time if I was spending, you know, 2 or 3 months doing nothing. So, that said, and I'm sorry, I'm going to start watching some of those phrases like that said so and but they're part of what I say. So, that said, I need to find something to kickstart me, something to get me writing on a daily basis again. I guess part of it is an environment change. Between the time that I went on leave this year for Patty's surgery and the time I came back, let me rehash. At my day job, I tended to go to a cafe downstairs, you know, buy my lunch, and write downstairs. It, you know, served me quite well in terms of writing podcasts, reviewing stuff for adventure modules, working on the book. I pretty much wrote the first draft of Clavis down in that office. Well, the people who owned that area moved out about a week or two after I took my leave. And by the time I came back, they were already in plans on getting some new people in there. Well, April comes by, new people come in, and they leave a plenty to desire. They're kind of not very friendly. The chairs they have are those kind of, you know, plastic garden chairs that are meant to get you not sitting comfortably for a while. It's the type that, you know, is going to get customers moving out fast, because they're not going to sit in those chairs for long. And overall, it's just, you know, writing down there is, it's just not doable. It's just not the same environment. That said, trying to write upstairs is also not working out very well. I've tried a few times working at my cubicle or working at, you know, the lunchroom, and it just, I don't know, something about the environment just, it doesn't click. I'm in my workspace, so to speak, and something about it just, I don't know, turns me off. It keeps me from wanting to write. It keeps me from just wanting to work on anything. I'll be honest. You know, this may be TMI, I don't know, but I pretty much spend half of lunch break in the restroom just playing on my phone and hoping nobody bugs me when I had to turn the lights off in the restroom. Just because I want to be alone, and that's kind of the only place I can be. So, I don't know, maybe I'm becoming antisocial, at least when it comes to the day job people. So, that leaves home left for writing, and there are issues with that. One, the new cat has temporarily taken up the place I kind of like to do my writing at. I haven't really tried doing writing out here. I'm recording my patio right now, if you can't tell from the frogs in the street, and the air conditioning, and the bugs, and blah blah blah. I haven't really tried writing out here yet. The problem with that, though, is it is summer in Florida, and outside it gets pretty muggy. It's not so bad when you're just sitting out here, but when you have a hot laptop fan blowing on you, well, that can affect things. So, I don't know, I need to find some place to write, some place that just, I don't know, works better. I can't do it at my regular computer terminal, because I spend too much time there gaming and chatting with friends, and it's way too easy to get on the net there. Let me put it this way. I have not just a computer there, but I have my Oya there, and I have that Xperia Play my nephew gave me. It's his old one. It's not activated or anything, but still plays games, all within arm's reach of there. So even if I turn the internet off on one of them, the other two are right there, and they all have social network stuff. So it's not a gaming space. A writing space. It's just a gaming space. I can do work there in terms of projects, but creativity for writing doesn't come to me there. It's my own fault for setting up that space to be that. And I don't know, maybe I can change it. I do have a goal to switch that office area to the, because that's kind of a half room. And we have a spare bedroom that the cat's currently in where I normally do my writing. And I'm kind of debating moving the whole entire computer from into there. Maybe the change of space will help me write more. I don't know. I don't really have a set plan in terms of writing right now, except for finding a way to write every day. Something to bring myself to do every day. And that's going to hinge on the previous section about finding a place to write consistently. And I guess in a way that's what this is part of too, is to get me into a routine. Because this has, when I've done this, this has always been kind of my, kind of barfing out my thoughts and feelings to the world. Because I feel less and less about writing blogs, just as I feel less and less about wanting to write fiction. I guess they've kind of gone hand in hand a little bit. I mean, heck, I've written probably a dozen to two dozen, blog posts this year, but I've maybe posted five of them. I don't know why. A couple reviews mostly, but I know two I'm sitting on from writing just earlier this week. And I don't know, I haven't gotten around to posting them. It's just a weird mental, emotional conundrum going on. Oh, so where are we at right now? 11 minutes? We can go on. So when it comes to the writing, I'm gonna need to find a place. So let's do that. Let's write down. Here is Justin's game plan as a living entity kind of document going forward. So, step one, let's find a place for writing and let's write. Needs to be something consistent. Needs to be something that I can go to on a regular basis, where I have a sense of privacy, a sense of relaxation, and a sense of, well, a sense of flat surface that I keep the laptop on. I guess I can try out here. The table's still a good table. Maybe not the chair I'm sitting in because it's kind of a comfy, kind of loungy chair. But, well, we'll see. So that's step one. Step two, write every day. I don't care if it's writing the sentence, "I fucking hate writing," "I fucking hate writing," or some other shit. Just fucking put words on paper. Something. I've been reading a bit more short stories lately. So much to the point where I actually, stop reading ones that aren't good, as opposed to kind of forcing my way through. I still, a little bit of a tangent, but I still kind of find interesting. There was a time period in my life that I was so hungry for reading stuff that if shit was bad, I still kept reading it. Not anymore. Once I get to a point in the story that I don't like it anymore, I just, unless it's something that really, really interests me at the beginning, I will not plow through anymore. I just won't. I have so much time, so much media, so many adventures out there in both novel and digital form that, frankly, why waste it on shit that's just not really fun? So, okay, so that's step two. Start looking into writing every day. Step two A. Start working on some short fiction. Start working on something to just exercise your mind. I used to write flash fiction every day for quite some time there. I need to get back to that. It's a great process, and I always found fun just writing, 500 words, a little snitch of a story. I guess I'll try that again. Maybe I'll try writing my hands out of Drabbles too while I'm at it, 100-word stories. We'll see. And work myself up from there. At least that way I'm writing every day. I may not be making something publishable, but at least I'm writing every day. That's what matters. So step three, profit? No, I didn't do the question marks part yet, so step three, get comfortable with writing again. Get back to it. Find a way to make myself accountable. Find a way to make myself accountable that I'll do on a regular basis. I think I've been helping myself partially this week because I have not been getting on Skype as much. I know part of the reason that I falter a bit with my productivity is I talk to my friends too much. I have some friends I see maybe once a month. Maybe 4 or 5 times a year. But my Skype buddies, I would talk to on a daily basis. And I don't think that's actually a good thing for me. I think I'm too immersed in being in their presence, and because of that, I don't get shit done. I don't, enjoy my life the way I want to. And that needs to be changed. I'll be honest, I spent a good, 20 minutes after work today just being kind of resentful where I was in life. And a lot of it stems from the fact that, I keep wanting to do these grand projects, these grand goals, and I keep not. And that's not fair to me. And that's not fair to Patty to keep exposing her to me being a whiny bitch. It's not fair to expose you guys constantly to me being a whiny bitch. Because I'm not doing enough consistently on changing things. So that's where we stand. We're going to step one, find a place to write regularly. Step two, write daily, whether it's, flash fiction, short fiction, a novel, whatever, just write some fiction. Step three, get comfortable with writing again. Get happy with it, get productive with it. Find a way to just get your name out there. Be consistent. I mean, I know when I'm going to do a post about Hidden Grid in the next couple of days, but I'm getting positive feedback from Hidden Grid because I'm putting episodes out consistently every week. So, 18 episodes in now, we have fans. We got our first fan art, and I'm so giddy about that. And I have produced a lot more content for the Hidden Node. And has nothing. And that's my fault. Because I'm not consistent. I'm not regular with it. And that has to change. That will change. So, okay, those are the main steps. I'm sure we'll add more to our living plan as we go. And I'm gonna say that's it for now. So, thanks those of you who have stuck around and listen so far, both to this episode and who have just stayed subscribed. It really does mean a lot that you do care enough to keep an eye on this place. And I'm hoping that in the coming year I can continue to do stuff that makes people want to look here and keep an eye on what I'm doing and be interested in what I'm doing. So, okay, no more whiny bitchy session. Done for the day. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.